persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Jesus Christ is King, and all mankind are His subjects. Where is Damar? Is he hiding? Hooded appearances, shuffling along like he's dodging cameras. Appearances that are not, gives the appearance that he's not. Something weird's going down. Hey, Sheila, calm down. Yeah, you, Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas. I'm not vilifying Damar. I like him. You have to be careful these days, you know. If Sheila thinks you're vilifying a person of color, she's going to accuse you of practicing hate speech, which, according to her newly proposed law, marks you as a white supremacist engaged in hate crimes. Anyone else think this has really gone off the rails? If vilifying persons of color as hate speech is not white a color, well, you know, actually, technically, I mean scientifically, if we're going to follow the science, neither black nor white are colors. Follow the science and you find out that, you know, white light's the combination of all wavelengths in the spectrum and black is a mixture of all pigments. Well, enough intelligence on this stupid persons of color nonsense. People are people, no matter what color. But the fact is, we're talking about shades of brown anyway. This constant stirring of racial tensions brings to mind Esther Krakow's thesis that America is suffering from an identity crisis. I want to talk to you about that. Made in China is stamped on everything COVID. I mean everything, friend. It'll blow your mind when you hear about that. The mark of the beast. How to identify it? And at what point do Christian patriots oppose technological progress that we can clearly see is dragging us toward the mark? On the all-important election front, Supreme Court in Arizona denied Kerry's petition. She expects to take this all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. Meanwhile, let her efforts be used to inform the higher court of the people. And let us, on her behalf and on America's behalf, petition the only court with worldwide universal jurisdiction and ultimate power to act. You know, where we, as believers, have standing as kings and priests unto God, the court of heaven, pray. We'll see what happens today in the race for Republican National Committee Chair between incumbent Mitt Romney's niece, did you know McDaniel was his niece, against the champion for election integrity and getting rid of the cursed Dominion machines, my pillow guy, Lindell. And the third runner in this thing is the California attorney that represented Trump's 2020 campaign, Harmeet Dhillon. Today's the day they vote. Lindell is my first choice, Dhillon my second. Let's hope Ronna McDonald is denied yet another opportunity. She's had three of them already to undermine conservative hopes for real change in the GOP and in America. Mitt's niece came in for the 2018, remember? 2020 and 2022, and you can see what we have in common with all of those. A lack of real interest among the GOP MAGA movement. Let's see. Yep, that's way more than I can hope to cover. So I'll try to zero in on the highlights that will stimulate the medical euphoria created by the brain massage.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. a gourmet meal for the mind.
Ghanaian Brit Esther Krakow is a writer, Daily Mail contributor, broadcaster. She caught my attention with her thesis statement that I came across lately, that America is suffering from an identity crisis. She's watching what she perceives is the drama of confusion over here. Men can get pregnant? Really? Women can be men performing sex change operations on children? And she says all of this makes Americans look foolish. I agree, anyway. I thought Esther nailed it on almost every point, but as I got to thinking about it, an old familiar frustration welled up in me that I recognize from the days I visited Russia back in the early 90s. So many America watchers only see the surface because they assess America through the lens of our media. Esther's right, but she's missing something very important. What she's describing is, well, not America. Virtually her entire case is constructed from incomplete evidence. It rightly assesses movements within our culture and mistakes them for our culture. It's sort of like confusing the disease with the patient. Americans as a whole are not buying into this insanity, but anyone watching our media would have to be forgiven for making that assumption. It's not America. It's the anti-America elements in this country trying to destroy America. The disease, not the patient. Nevertheless, I thought her insight was profound, even though, upon reflection, it's so obvious. I am convinced that the anti-American forces working to destroy America are attacking this country's sense of identity. From the border crisis to the constant stoking of racial tensions to the cancel culture, which, by the way, started a long time ago with concerted efforts to cancel Christian influence and even participation in public education and politics, and then in the public square generally, trying to just push us right out. Think about that. That was the petri dish in which modern cancel culture was cultivated, and from which it was injected into the lifeblood of America through media, government policy, until a wicked and distorted version of separation of church and state began to develop and took on a sort of American maxim status that got quickly reduced to Christians have nothing to say about, well, anything, about political or even social issues. The identity crisis is manufactured. Destroy our borders, undermining any sense of national identity. Flood America with immigrants, illegal crossers from foreign cultures having no interest in identifying as American. And to be American, what is that, by the way? It can be summarized in one profound idea. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, Kamala has Obama's aversion for that created equal bit and the creator endowed rights, you know, and that stuff about a right to life. At an abortion rally, she appealed to the Declaration for support of murdering babies in the wombs of their mothers. She said, quote, "We collectively believe and know America is a promise. It is a promise of freedom and liberty, not just some, but for all. We are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness," end quote. What? We are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness? Why can't these people ever get it right? They stumble on that, don't they? Listen, identifying as American is to align oneself with this fundamental principle of liberty. And liberty can come from no other fountain. No one who has a problem with that basic declaration statement can rightly be called American. Yeah, I'll say that again. They might or might not have American citizenship, but they're not Americans. Every single one of these Antichrist people hate America as founded. The heart of the Declaration, listen, is the heart of America. And here it is. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if you remove this from the American corpus, you take away its heart and have nothing left but a corpse. Oh, we have an identity crisis, all right, among those who in their heart reject the heart of America. But most of us are not buying this effort to kill America by stabbing her in the heart over and over every time these people attempt to excise God or right to life from the Declaration. They're driving their tongue like a sword straight through through the heart of America. America is defined by this fundamental principle ensconced in our Declaration. Altering that ends America. A wise brother once opined, things that are different are not the same. If you change something, well, it's not the same thing, is it? Remember, Obama declared America is no longer a Christian nation, no longer, and headed a campaign to transform America. Yes, we have an identity crisis manufactured by those who want to transform America into something else, something that is not America. For from its founding, America self-identified as a Christian nation, and the whole world acknowledged this from our inception. Patrick Henry declared America is not built on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ and our founders. I think to a man affirmed in many declarations, formal and personal, that Jesus Christ is king and all mankind are his subjects. And we say with Cromwell, no king but Christ. And we cry with Wallace, freedom. Hold on, I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Made in China, stamped on everything COVID, on the entire COVID con. This is going to blow your mind. Let's see if I can organize this succinctly. Okay, let's start here. You heard about the discovery of classified documents at the UPenn Biden Center, right? That's the University of Pennsylvania, affectionately called UPenn, and all over Washington, by the way, Delaware. But that's beside the point I'm making right now. And you know about China making huge multi-million dollar donations to UPenn in connection with their launch of the Biden Center. In excess of $50 million, followed by another 17 or 14 or something like that, and all from China. And these donations are the ones we know about. China has a huge investment in UPenn, and UPenn is connected with Biden at the hip, who is owned by the CCP in China. Now, all of this you know, and I want you to keep that in mind as we proceed. There has been a curious developing story coming out of the narrative factory of the globalist propaganda outlets we used to call the mainstream media. But that's changed. Maybe that's because most Americans actually don't get their news there anymore. But that's also beside the immediate point. A careful analysis of news stories collected and arrayed from legacy media, etc., in chronological order, as closely as we can, over the period that they have been running their COVID con, reveals something very curious about the China connection to all of this in terms of its origin and the relationship between China and the mRNA vaccinations. Now follow closely, class. The backdrop. Stories began in the 2020s telling us about heightened official U.S. concern about China's encroachment against the IP rights of American companies when the U.S. is clamping down on China. China has never waited for American business to grant rights to their products. Why should they start now? They take our products and reverse engineer them, or they steal the designs and formulas, or if they can't get that done, or if it doesn't work, or whatever, they just buy them. through back channel deals and stuff like that. Nevertheless, China, we are told, could not use the mRNA technology because Moderna refused to give up their IP rights to China. Now, what's IP? In this case, we're talking about intellectual property rights. You can go here and here to read stories about Moderna refusing to give their IP rights on the mRNA vaccines to China. Concerned, no doubt, because the WTO, World Trade Organization, was, talking about a temporary IP waiver for COVID meds. This, no doubt, provoked the pharmaceuticals to stiffen their resistance to this. Stay up with me. Then Biden, the guy everybody knows has his hands super glued to the wallet in Xi's back pocket, is talking about providing IP waivers that would allow China and Russia, by the way, to go forward with development of mRNA vaccine manufacture. And by the way, this is put out there because, you know, Biden is such a good man. You know, he wants everyone to have the vaccines. It's so important for the whole world. And of course, right now, there is a global glut of vaccines. Yeah. The CEO of India's Serum Institute has halted deliveries from Pfizer because they have 200 million doses sitting in storage due to a lack of demand. Emphasis added to add emphasis. Other countries are also canceling future deliveries. Same reason. And I think China can afford to buy vaccines from, well, I don't know, maybe they can make a deal with India and take some of their backlog off their hands. I want you to think about this. Why would Biden pretend he wants to help China out by giving them intellectual property owned by American companies? They don't need it. Property of American pharmaceuticals? And by the way, are you remembering that connection I mentioned between UPenn and China and Biden? Stay tuned, class. So with the World Trade Organization and Biden in hot pursuit of the precious IP rights of our American pharmaceutical companies, they are all in uproar. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's unfair. We own those rights. You can't do that. You can go here and here to read about this. I've got all the articles posted in my notes. But wait a minute. According to this article, China had access to BioNTech mRNA technology back in May of 2021. Excuse me? Really? Yeah. Pfizer, you see, sublicensed their mRNA IP to a China pharmaceutical company, governed by CCP, you know how that works, back in May of 2021. So what's going on here? Naomi Wolf, author of Evil in Our Time, Naomi Wolf on the COVID response, tells us China acquired the IP from Pfizer at the end of 2021 and indicated that she got this from a securities exchange application. And since then, China has opened 12 manufacturing plants in Europe and 2 in America. And what's this? From Bloomberg, China's mRNA COVID shot maker expects efficacy data by year end. Folks, that article appeared in September of 2021. Now, this is getting very interesting. I'd love to recap, but time won't permit it at present. I hope you're following this. You can get my notes. Go to brainmassage.net and you click on this show, and you'll have the ability to download these notes. So CCP China has been manufacturing mRNA vaccines for a while now. In fact, get this. Guess where the mRNA breakthrough occurred, moving the pharmas forward in producing this mRNA vaccine? And guess who it is that licensed use of this mRNA technology to Pfizer and Moderna? Did you guess University of Pennsylvania? If you did, give yourself a pat on the back. I'm going to read from the source revealing this. Quote, scientists have studied the use of mRNA as a novel therapeutic since the early 1990s. However, it wasn't until 2005 that a group of researchers at the University of Pennsylvania published findings on mRNA technology that have since been deemed critical to the development of mRNA-based therapies. SEC filings highlighted by Knowledge Ecology International reveal a series of sublicenses for mRNA-related patents that stem from the University of Pennsylvania to both Moderna and BioNTech, and that's Pfizer's outfit. The 2017 filings indicate that the University of Pennsylvania exclusively licensed their patents to mRNA Ribotherapeutics, which then sublicensed them to its affiliate, CellScript. CellScript proceeded to sublicense the patents to Moderna and BioNTech. Good night. However, the patent numbers are redacted in all the filings, making it difficult to determine which are relevant to the production of COVID-19 vaccines. That's end quote. Wow. Now, this reveals a whole lot more than I have time to unpack, and I'm sure more than it might even at first appear. But clearly, not only did this pandemic originate in the Wuhan lab, it's looking more and more like the CCP set this up to attack America and really the whole world. Right? We'll find out as more and more of this information comes out. The noose is going to tighten around the culprit here. The move of China on UPenn started as soon as Biden left office in 2017. And UPenn had already, back as early as 2005, discovered the breakthrough to develop the mRNA vaccines and sent the licenses out to other companies who finally turned it over to Pfizer and Moderna. And anyone paying attention knows this whole COVID thing is about the vaccine, baby. It's about destroying the American economy, no doubt about that, and getting everybody jabbed. They're really passionate about that. That seems to be it's playing out like as if that's the end game. Get everybody jabbed. The only reason to lie about CCP obtaining IP rights to develop the vaccine is because it would certainly have been, well, just too much for Americans to swallow. A new coronavirus leaks from the Wuhan lab in China, and they tried to cover that up. It didn't work. And China was already involved in creating the vaccine that would be used to address it. How weird would that have played upon public sentiment? And China, by the way, has a virtual monopoly on everything COVID, not only its origin, but the manufacture of the PCR testing stuff, the treatment protocols, all of them, mitigation protocols, masks, needles for injections, you name it. CCP has been raking in multiple billions. It's not hard to suppose trillions of dollars from this or of wealth from this pandemic. Then consider that China has been raking in DNA samples from all over the world. That started much earlier, back in 2015, by the way. Yeah, China hacked into the Blue Shield Anthem website or database or whatever it was, and they got off with all sorts of DNA records. More recently, China has been blackmailing countries, give us access to your DNA or you don't get a vaccine. Now, this is back in 2020, friend. Gordon Chang, columnist, author, and attorney, authored The Coming Collapse of China, a good read, by the way. That's an amazing thing right there. I was praying with my whole heart that God would bring down China years and years ago. And when I saw this, I thought, wow. Professor, you got to read it. Professor at Stanford tells us about Gertz, about his article in the Washington Times, warning that China was, in 2020, trying to develop diseases that would target DNA. Yeah, DNA-specific diseases. He also reveals that while China is a member of what is called the Biological Weapons Convention, a convention that prohibits development of bioweapons, he says, what's obvious to all of us, there's no meaningful way to monitor compliance. There's no investigations or inspections allowed, none of that. We're dealing with CCP, a Chinese Communist Party here, folks. I mean, get real. And Chung further reveals that CCP sent their premier bioweapons expert to Wuhan, ostensibly to do cleanup. Cleanup of what? After the leak? What leak? Yeah, I'm just saying, what's she doing there? All of this while Bill Gates, whose connections to CCP have already been noted in earlier shows, and his interest in using vaccines to, well, let's just put it the way he said it, pointing to a list of three contributors to so-called global warming, the first being population. He hoped through vaccine development to reduce that one. And, you know, kind of one of these is going to have to go down to pretty close to zero, chuckle, chuckle. And he talked about using his vaccines in that context. You got to be kidding me. Let's just say, you know, we need to reduce the surplus population. Anyway, Gates is warning, some say threatening, the world with another attack from a man-made virus that will be much worse than COVID. Read the articles here and here. Yikes, my time is running out on me, and I must bid you adieu. I got to get this thing posted and get on with it. I'll address the mark of the beast, and I'll talk about the technology that's moving us toward the mark, and then biblical principles guiding Christians on how to identify the mark rightly and how rightly to respond to technology leading us to the fulfillment of those prophecies. Check out my live stream podcast on Saturday night is when I'll talk about this. But I go live Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, usually between 8 and 9 p.m. You can find my personal Facebook page at Jerry Scheidbach. Or better, go to my website, brainmassage.net, and click on the F icon, the Facebook icon at the far right of the menu bar. You can find me that way. I think the very best way is to send me an email requesting to be added to my notification list, and I'll alert you by email anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes before I go live. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. I'm going to be in Oregon at Victory Baptist Church with Pastor Peel and my good friend, evangelist Benny Beckham, conducting with him a prayer revival, an intercessory prayer conference. And that'll be in Bend, Oregon, Sunday through Wednesday next week. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.